and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru. Baru is here in the studio.
What's up?
And also we have a friend of ours, Jayant. And a specific reason why we got Jayant into the podcast this week is because Baru and I really haven't watched any of the international games or anything. And we needed someone to talk about generic football topics.
Yeah,
and
especially when he does it for a living or something.
Oh yeah. Do you talk about them, Jayant?
Hi guys, my name is Jayant. I work as a sports analyst, that's why these guys are sort of bringing that in right now.
All right, before we get to that, what does a sports analyst do?
So we analyze trends in different sports. We try and find out strengths and weaknesses of different batsmen, of mostly cricket right now, because, you know, India is sort of 80% cricket. We try and stay ahead of the game as much as possible. So if you've seen something called the Select Dugout.
Sports Select Dugout.
Yes. That is something that, me and two other people actually just drive. And the motto of the game is staying ahead of the game, being as predictive as possible. So try and get into the heads of players, heads of teams, and try and see what's going to happen next in the game.
Dude.
So are you saying that if we extrapolate this whole sports analysis thing to a certain point, that we'll have to, we can stop playing sports? Finally, we'll just analyze it. Yeah, Australia's going to win this and we just won't have the match anyway. Australia won, okay.
But they are going to win it.
No, but they didn't play. They don't need to play anymore.
Didn't Gary Lineker once famously say, football is a game played by 22 men and with running around for a ball and then in the end, Germany wins it.
Yeah.
So that was the first level of sports analysis which Jayant has taken forward. One question on cricket before we get to all this football.
Mm-hmm.
Is Rohit Sharma a better batsman than Virat Kohli?
So stay tuned to Star Sports. We're going to have a good debate about that during this long home season. So you'll get your answer
there.
Look
at him. He's taking notes now. Good idea for the next one.
All right. So let's start with a game which doesn't require that much of an analysis. India versus Oman. How do you analyze a game where India hasn't played for 6 months? None of the Indian players have played for 6 months. And we still somehow managed to keep a 1-0 lead till the 75th, 80th minute.
So unfortunately, that seems to be the trend of Indian football right now. We do well for the first 70 minutes and then sort of our legs just go under our body. We could have been 2-0 up. I think in the first half, we hit the bar. Chhetri scored a really good goal. Gurpreet made some really good saves. It was unfortunate that we'd lost that game. I think it would have been a huge turning point for Indian football if we managed to hold on.
Yeah, man. What happened? Why couldn't we plan? We knew we were playing Oman in the month of September. At what point are these idiots who run the game going to realize that you need to align some sort of league so that people can get match practice?
Yeah, what do we have right now? 4 months? 3 months? Kitna hai? How long is it? It's five months.
The ISL is 5 months. So it's going to start in October. But yeah, I get your point. They haven't been playing extremely regularly.
Because from whatever in the game I saw, first half, India actually played quite well. They had enough chances to go in, let's say, at least 2-0 up or 3-0 up, and they did well. Sandhu was also playing well. His customary mistake was going to come in the 80th minute. We knew that, right?
Our friend Joe must have been so happy in the first half.
Oh, he was levitating in the first half. But yeah, what happened in the second half is we all know. Baru, are we not tired of just this mismanagement of the entire yearly schedule?
Was the pun intended?
Yes.
Tired.
Yes.
Yeah, I think 3 years back or something, there were all these reports about how, by 2019, 2018 end, we're going to have a proper unified league and it's going to run for most of the year and everything. But it seems that whole thing just hasn't come. And Vision 2020 is going to become Vision 3020 or something. In 1,000 years, we're never going to get that unified league.
Vision 2020, wait, that seems
isn't
like...
Isn't it usually how all these manifesto documents are
Don't labeled. Cities also have some Vision 2020?
Even Chetan Bhagat had a
Revolution
2020.
That's how I remember that.
That's what you're thinking of.
I thought actually a city put out a blueprint for development saying this is the Vision 2020. It turns out it's just Chetan Bhagat's book.
Yeah, but all big authors like Chetan Bhagat and Abdul Kalam, they have a thing about 2020.
And we are in 2020.
Yeah, guys, somebody needs to hurry up because it's around the corner.
Yeah, okay. But Sunil Chhetri, that goal, what does that make him? He's already overtaken Messi, right?
Yeah, he's on 72 goals now. he's definitely like the glue that holds the Indian team together. You know, even there are lots of young Indian stars that are coming through right now. Sahel is one of them.
Thapa,
Ashiki Kurinian, who plays on the left wing. You know, I still the problem is at the back. You know, there's no one really to partner Jinga, and they've tried a lot of players, but they're just not finding any partner for him right now.
They could have found a partner, but that guy's phone is not like his cell phone connectivity is really bad.
Who are you talking about?
Mera Jitin Wadu. they couldn't locate him. Else we would have solved all these problems. The only thing I'm interested in all of this, Baru and Jayant, is that how many of these players are Bengaluru FC players?
I think currently it's all, is it like five of them?
Gurpreet Singh, like Sandhu and?
Udanta
and Chetri. These three I know. Are there any other fringe ones? Or we don't have to really bother about that.
No, let's not get into it.
Hey, what happened to Robin Singh, by the way? Wasn't he the rising star in our strike force?
Yeah, he's focusing more on Khalistan right now. What? Do you know there's actually a
World Cup? What is Khalistan? The movie?
What? There's a movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's actually a World Cup for countries which have a lot, I mean, which aren't like internationally recognized.
Yes, you did mention it once.
Yeah, so there's like there's a team for Punjab in it, there's a Kashmir team, there used to be a South Sudan team, but now they have a country of their own. So
South Sudan has become a country.
Yeah.
So did they have like a farewell party from all these Khalistanis,
from North
everyone?
Sudan. Oh, this is their last World Cup with us. Should we be happy or sad?
All right. So we are recording this on a Tuesday night. So we're going to watch India versus Qatar later. And I think it's almost a foregone conclusion what's going to happen in that. But it just kind of...
I just have this question, like, so when are Oman, Qatar, UAE, all these people going to start playing in AFCON? Because they have the credentials for it. I mean, they have the players for it. They just need the credentials.
But what is limiting them is the money. They're not poor. they just have too much money to play in AFCON. Imagine you just buy.
Become like the Manchester City, you know, championship side or something.
Yeah,
league.
Exactly.
Well, Manchester City might be buying
a country.
No. They might be investing.
It's the other way.
They might be investing in Mumbai
MCFC.
In Mumbai FC.
Wait, it's easy with the branding.
Didn't we read this like 3-4-5 months ago?
It's an annual thing for us. We every year we talk about.
No.
Manchester
it came
City.
Up in March, and I think one of their spokesperson just made another statement saying they're probably going to take it forward this year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just easy with the branding team also. Yeah.
So will we see David Silva play for Mumbai City?
No.
Imagine that.
Well, he is retiring at the end of this year.
See, so there you go.
So that makes him eligible for ISL. But did you see, talking about people retiring, did you see Snyder's picks that just came up recently? He has quit professional football for like...
A month.
And he's like put on at least like 15 or 20 pounds or something.
Yeah, so if you see I think the first time the memes and the photos started circulating was him wearing a white shirt and just sitting down in the stadium to watch a match, right? After that was the UEFA Champions League draw. So our man like wore a really large suit and to do the draw. But what happens to these footballers, man, once they retire? I think they just...
No,
like,
so it's obviously that he wants to take it easy for now or something. Because if you look at Bobby Perez, that guy is really fit. Even now he plays really well. Whenever they do these charity matches, he's easily a standout performer on the pitch. And on the other hand, you have your people like, you know, Bergkamp and all with their paunches and Tony Adams and everyone's like...
Didn't Tony Adams have a paunch while playing football?
No, that was a beer belly.
What's the difference? It's the same thing.
Paunch is more... I don't know, man. more food and beer belly is...
I know. And talking about India versus Oman, did you say guys see the crowd in the stadium? They were like 22,000, 25,000
house full.
In Guwahati. And they played the national anthems right as well. So that smoothly leads us to France versus Albania. Do you know what happened there?
I wonder.
Please tell us.
So France beat Albania 4-1.
No way.
No one gives a fuck about the score.
Giroud scored, so that's good.
That makes it even worse.
It's a beautiful victory.
Yeah, but they play. So first video started circulating that match was delayed, right? No one understood why it was delayed. So, and then they started circulating the video of Albanian players, like, you know, holding arms and like all of that. And then no one could. They were like, this is not even our national anthem. They played that.
They probably thought it's the France national anthem and they're just waiting for it to end.
Yeah, so what happened was they played the Andorran national anthem and they told Albania, chalo yaar, let's play. And they're like, no, we want our national anthem to play. So then they're like, oh, we have to find this from like.
Went to Wikipedia.
Netscape Navigator. Netscape.
कहाँ खेल रहे थे अल्बेनिया में
एंड देन द फ्रेंच एफए गाय ही अनाउंसेस इन द स्टेडियम दैट वी अपोलोजाइज टू आर्मेनिया एंड आर्मेनियन फैंस एंड दीस गाइस वेंट क्रेजी दे लाइक एटलीस्ट अपोलोजाइज टू द राइट कंट्री
Armenia probably thought that, you know, France has finally accepted the Armenian genocide or something.
Whoa. Then someone gave it on a pen drive, I think. And then they played the national anthem. They did all of this to lose 4-1.
They gave their Zune player or something. Why are we like stuck in these old technology things? Like, what's the line that you're...
If you can't press a button to play the right national anthem in this day and age...
That means you use Netscape Navigator.
You must be, no? How can you get the... It must be one guy's job, right? To press like French national
Someone
anthem button.
Someone is clearly losing their job.
They probably deport him to, I don't know,
Emmanuel
Albania?
Antigua.
Macron had to apologize to the country of Albania. Imagine he's sleeping. He's like, oh, at least today
no one start drinking. He's like, oh no, they're asking for the nuclear codes again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at the rate. Something like that. Yeah, but poor thing, man. Why do they do this?
Password.
Like, why are they apologizing to the wrong country? How incompetent should they be? These are the world champions. How these guys became the world champions?
Is it like in French, Armenia and like whatever, Albania?
Who
they play Andorra?
No, they played Albania. They played the Andorran album and they apologized to Armenia.
So it's possible that in French, like the names for all of these countries are like very similar, like Niger and Nigeria.
I actually started trying to Google like how many of the in the French team are of the Albanian, Armenian and Andorran origin. And then I realized they're all in Europe. So none of them are from the...
looking at the wrong continent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Jayanth, have you been watching any of the international games?
Yeah, I caught a few of them. I think Poland losing for the first time in the European qualifiers was quite surprising. Slovenia, I beat them.
Yeah. We saw Poland losing to an African team for the first time in World Cup. I think any Indian watches Poland play, it's just doomsday for them. Yeah. I wore a Lewandowski jersey and all, and I had to hide it. Wow. Yeah.
Then I think Kosovo is seeming like a surprise team. You know, 15 matches unbeaten. It's unheard of. They obviously have a big game against England tonight.
But Harry Kane will die.
Did you see the press conference of the Kosovan manager?
Yeah.
He was very animated.
He was very passionate. I think he was just about pressing. And I think, I mean...
Angel Bhandari in Skulls and Roses talked about pressing. So whatever, what's he going on about pressing?
I mean, I think two different connotations.
Obviously.
Kosovo kept on, kept their winning run alive. Obviously you watch international matches maybe with a different lens on seeing how your players are going to perform
for
the Fantasy Premier League.
God, really now? All right, let's talk about this guy called Harry Kane. He's come out with a statement that he's never cheated or he's never dived.
Yeah.
So, since we have two dispassionate Arsenal fans, I know Baru's opinion, so not even going to ask him about it. Do you think he's never dived? Like, never?
Absolutely not. I think he's Every forward has dived in their lives, I think.
Yeah, but
I'm not defending Kane at all. He clearly dived against Arsenal, I think.
But do you think that if someone puts the question to Harry Kane, Harry, we know every forward dives and you're a forward, he will probably accept that argument. He's like, yeah, if everyone dives.
But they wouldn't know that he's accepted it, right? Because no one would understand what he just said.
Yeah, what does he talk? I don't understand what he talks. Why is it so hard to understand Harry Kane talk?
In Google Translate's next update.
Harry Kane to English.
Harry Kane to English. And Carragher to English. Right?
Yeah. Let's talk about FIFA 20 now. Wait, did you watch the Germany versus Northern Ireland, which happened yesterday?
I saw the score update.
So, Northern Ireland were top of the group and Germany almost had to beat them. Otherwise, in the group of Germany...
Yeah, because Netherlands beat them 4-2 in the previous game.
So, it suddenly became almost must win. But it's kind of like, I don't know, man.
How many goals has Gnabry got, like, in 5-5 or something right now?
Yeah, yeah. He's scored against Netherlands as well.
Yeah, and there's
six.
And there's a Netherlands guy who scored the goal against Germany. He was also Arsenal youth, bright youth prospect who was let go. Now he plays for PSV. So,
I don't know.
Some guy. Even, I don't know. Dude. Wait, let me check. Germany. Not Memphis Depay.
Look at him thinking out loud.
Malin. B. Malin.
Yeah, he was in Arsenal.
Yes.
What?
He was a very bright youth prospect.
Not bright enough, apparently.
Dude, he's playing. He's killing it in the...
Oh, he was so bright, he blinded Wenger. I did not know what he's done.
Yeah, Wenger also came out with a press conference or an interview, right? Over
the
week.
Yeah, I think he said, I'm going to write a book, but it's going to be in French so that I can articulate my thoughts clearly.
What's the book going to be called?
I'm surprised that Wenger is saying something like that.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
He's apparently one of the wittiest and most intelligent people in the world of football.
But since none of us knew that, he probably is not. Oi, Baru, let's talk about FIFA 20. First question. You know Manchester City is pissed off with FIFA or EA Sports?
There are a lot of people who are quite angry with the ratings. I saw something by Jadon Sancho also.
So Sancho got a 77 on passing. But Sancho was like playful about it. Like he was like 77 because he's on 82 or 83 overall.
Yeah.
And so he was like, only 77 on passing. And he's just put that, you know, thinking emoji. But Manchester City guys, Gabriel Jesus and Fernandinho had a video out because Jesus was given 39 on defense.
Yeah, but he's a forward, right? Isn't that usually?
Yeah, I don't know. He got quite angry about it. It's like only 39 on defense.
Well, who's playing him in a formation that needs him to defend at the back?
Who's playing him in FIFA 20, dude? I don't think anyone's playing FIFA 20 for. So when are we buying the game? That's the main question, Baru.
Yeah, well, the pre-orders are already started, right? So,
What's the difference between 19 and 20, guys? Do you think?
Probably. Oh, there's a new FIFA Street mode in it. It's called, I don't know, something. Not FIFA Street. It's called something else.
Mohammed Ali Road or something.
No, man. Wait, let me just quickly Google it.
All right. While you're Googling it, you know, during the international break, we get a lot of news about people retiring, mm-hmm. whom you thought retired like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So Samuel Eto'o has announced retirement.
Yeah, that was big.
That was big. Like, why? Why do you care that Eto'o has announced retirement now? Like, it was suddenly in the beginning of the season, I realized Ashley Cole was announcing. I'm like, was he still playing?
Yeah, Ashley Cole got a few names wrong during the Europa League draw, didn't he?
Screw it. Rutnu.
Rutnu.
How many names? He got quite a few of them
quite
wrong.
Quite a few.
And the announcer next to him is like just sniggering
in
a very condescending.
Yeah, but it's Ashley. Come on, he's just retired.
The only team he actually like pronounced right was Turkish because he's played over there. Like in Turkey, not in the team.
How hard it is to say young boys. Like, why couldn't he just say it? Or Arsenal.
You buzz.
Yeah, why do footballers wait for so long to announce they're retired? Like, none of us care, right? Just retire at some point.
Probably they think that maybe 1 year, one more year. I don't know.
It actually worked the other way around. Like Rahul Dravid, he was not selected for the one-day team for at least 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. So he didn't announce retirement from one-day football because he thought it'll be such a pointless exercise. Mm-hmm. Like he's not even been picked for the team.
Who?
Rahul Dravid. Okay. And in 2011, he scored that 4 centuries mm-hmm. in the India-England test series. And because every other Indian batsman was scoring like 5 or 6, they took him in the one-day team. He's like, oh, shit. I wanted to announce retirement, but it just didn't seem appropriate. But after this series, please don't pick me again. And he had to retire. You think Eto'o was scared that Cameroon was just going to like call him to start playing or something?
Possibly.
All right. That's enough of this whole thing. Let's take a break. And after the break, we talk about Danny Drinkwater. We talk about Watford, and the beauty of this whole thing is Watford's playing Arsenal. So you guys can talk about how Arsenal's going to draw or lose to the new manager of Watford.
Who actually has a very good record against Emery.
Oh, see, that's called preparation, bro. That's not analysis, just read an article. You would know probably. All right, stay tuned to Football Total. Hi. Hi, welcome back to Football Twaddle. Baru is here and our friend Jayant is here as well. Let's talk about Premier League, which is returning to action this weekend.
Oh God.
Thank God for that. Let's start off with Danny Drinkwater, Baru. So, this is the only piece of football news consumption you did for the week.
Yes, and it was so good. So, apparently, Danny Drinkwater has been out.
Apparently, no, he is.
He's been out for a couple of weeks without this piece of info. So he's from Chelsea, right? And he's on loan to Burnley.
Yeah.
So he's been out injured with an ankle problem, or that is what they told us earlier.
The Burnley guys.
Yep. So it turns out that that ankle injury actually came from a fight he had in a pub in Manchester, and where he got attacked by like 6 thugs who threatened to break his legs and just ended up like just injuring his ankle. They tore quite a few ligaments.
Why would they do that?
And coming to that, the reason they did that was even after being warned like quite a few times by the group inside, Danny Drinkwater just could not stop hitting on Scunthorpe United's defender Gosi. I don't know how you pronounce his second name.
Are you Ashley Cole suddenly?
I feel like Ashley Cole right now. Ntilhe.
Okay, whoever.
Kigosi Ntilhe. And he just kept hitting on that guy's girlfriend, so they started hitting him.
Oh, he was hitting on Scunthorpe United's
defender's girlfriend. And the bouncers kicked him out of the club, and outside some thugs like caught up with him and like just.
But those thugs knew the Scunthorpe United defender, or they were just random thugs just wanting to whack?
No, well, they did start hitting him like with some vendetta. So.
What is, was he eating on their girlfriend's at previous times?
I don't know, man. They were probably the Pandavs and she was Draupadi or something.
But there were 6.
Karan bhi aa gaya tha.
Oh, the real Pandav. Wasn't he the original Pandav, Karan? Yeah.
The Pandav.
I think we have to set right a few things in our mythology. And it starts right now.
Yeah. Next guest on Football Twaddle is going to be Devdutt Patnaik.
Oh, God. Should we get him? That should be so cool.
Yeah.
Giant sports analyst, Devdutt Patnaik. What do you call him?
On the same platform.
What do you call him, Jayant? Like, what do you...
I don't know. The same thing you guys call him.
We don't know what to call him. Like, if you have to describe Devdutt Patnaik in one word.
Motivational speaker.
He's not. His last job...
Speaker.
Speaker.
You know, but not the capital S, because that would just put him into the
parliament. His last full-time job was chief spiritual officer at the Future Group.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And then Future Group tried to sell itself. So, yeah. All right. So, that's Danny Drinkwater. So, should we not pick him in our fantasy team this week?
Who, Danny Drinkwater?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
And also a few questions is, if are those guys actually thugs if they beat him up after warning him so much?
The question is, are they the same thugs
that no one
been
knows
chasing Mesut Ozil?
All right. Oh God,
man, it's a conspiracy.
Jayant, answer.
What
sort of analysis do you do? We don't even know if Rohit Sharma or Virat Kohli are better cricketers. The country is being torn apart in this fight. And you can't
the
even...
country's ligaments are being... ankle ligaments are being...
Alright, let's talk about something you know. This club called Watford.
Yes.
They don't take losses. 4 in a row losses. They don't take very kindly to.
Yeah, I think... Watford, the only constant at Watford is change.
That's the poor man's Chelsea there.
Yeah, I think, it's not just 4 matches this season. If you go back to the end of last season, they didn't end the season well. Yes, they reached the FA Cup final and, fans were saying, okay, we can take losses in the Premier League if we sort of do well in the FA Cup. But then they got hammered in the FA Cup final.
Yeah.
Kike Sanchez-Flores actually didn't have a bad season at Watford earlier. He was their manager in 2015 when they were there for the first time.
But they kicked him out for what reason?
They kicked him out because that's what Watford do. They kick people out.
So reason to batao. This is what we do.
His reviewing letter was like, Duh.
Again, you know, he started the season well. He kept 8 clean sheets in his first 17 games. So that is something that you might expect from Watford, you know, defensive priority. Kike Sanchez Flores was a defender himself. So, you know.
Really now. Yeah. Are we going down that route? The manager.
Wenger was a defender, I mean.
Yeah. Where was the defense? Answer.
Well, Kike played for Barcelona. So.
Wow.
No, I think, you know, Watford have a golden with a -6 already. I think they're bottom of the league. Everyone knows that. But talking about his first game against Emre's only beaten him once in 7 games. So he has a good record against Emre. That can be a starting point on which Watford might build from. I don't think it's a bad signing. I think he might do well.
Baru, do you think after listening to all this, Arsenal fans have started like, you know, just bad timing, bro. Else we would have won the league this time. Like if Kike Sanchez Flores was appointed a week later, he wouldn't have played Emery. We would have won that game.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's a conspiracy.
It's on the table, man. The facts are on the table.
What do you make of those facts is my question to you. Facts are on the table. We know that.
Facts are facts.
God, this is what happens when we talk to NBA types, no? Alright, so Norwich is playing Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
Will Pukki score? Will Pukki see the ball?
Pukki has actually had a good international week. You know, he scored 2 goals.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, Finland beat Greece. And he scored against Italy. Unfortunately, they didn't win that game. But Pukki's had a good international break.
At some point, he has to stop scoring this season.
He didn't score
right?
last week. He didn't score against West Ham.
Oh.
So that was the reset button he needed now.
And so now he's going to tear Manchester City apart.
No, I mean, talking about Manchester City, Kevin De Bruyne, he just had an international week to save. He had 3 assists in his last game.
Dude, how many games did you watch or read? What's going on? Here we have one person who's like made notes 5 minutes before the podcast. Other guy read about Danny Drinkwater. And
it's the important things that matter. I'm telling you, football matches, like actual matches, are going to be like so passe.
Aren't they already? Like football is just incidental. It's all the gossip around it which is the most important ones now.
Yeah, like Danny Drinkwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are done with half of the podcast and now we are talking about the football. So
we are almost done with the podcast.
There you go.
And yeah, now we are talking about the football. So, but anyway, Sheffield is, let's go through these games, dude. Liverpool's playing Newcastle. There's no way on earth. You think Mane and Salah will ever play together again? Just putting it out there.
I love Firmino's expressions. When they're going back, like heading back to the dressing room, the cameraman is like on the left side of that corridor and Mane walks by first. No, Salah walks by first, I think. And then Firmino's in the center and there's Mane behind him. And Firmino looks right in the camera and just grimaces.
Yeah, what happened there, dude? Why was Mane so angry?
Because Salah was in a very good position to pass the ball to Mane for just a tap in, and Salah decided to go for goal himself. I mean, there is an internal rivalry between them. Those
to score
two,
more goals. Or
score, yeah, because they both shared the golden boot along with Aubameyang last year. So I think they just...
God, the last time I saw this was in Chakde, India. It was intense then. I mean, if the shorty had not told the more beautiful one.
Oh, wow. That's... I see how you store stuff in your mind palace.
Yeah, she's like
shorty.
Yeah, she's like, okay, fine.
Is it the same shorty that likes a melody in my head?
Shorty is like a melody. I don't know. Is it the same one? She's from her.
Is there a sequel?
Chakde Pindia Part 2.
The rap revolution.
Or like Fast and Furious is rebooted to Jack and Hobbs or whatever.
Yeah, spin-offs. I just found out yesterday there have been 8 Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
At least, like,
they have been
for now.
And after seeing the second one, I just thought everything is the same.
Or the third one.
Yeah,
I don't know. Which was the second?
They're all the same, dude. Paul Walker, at what point? I thought he just died in the second movie or something.
Yeah. He's like the Paul McCartney of Fast and Furious movies, man. There's just a double.
That
like,
one, and even Pirates of the Caribbean, don't you think they just went on and on for like too long?
I haven't even seen the last one.
Pirates, no?
Yeah, I didn't. Salazar's Revenge or something.
Oh, God.
And it was so confusing. They actually had 2 names for the same movie.
What do you mean?
Yeah, in some market it was called Salazar's Revenge, and I don't know, something else in the other one.
Oh, you know what was confusing? More confusing is there was a Malayalam movie
called Pirates of the World.
No.
Jimmy Kimmel.
So it had Mammootty and Mohanlal, who are the biggest superstars, and they had Juhi Chawla, and the biggest Malayalam superstars. Why would I lie about that to you? And they had Juhi Chawla in the movie, right? But Mammootty is Mohanlal's biggest fan base is south of Kerala, and Mammootty's is in the north of Kerala. Mm-hmm. So, I told you this before. So Mohanlal like gets the girl in the south of Kerala, and Mammootty gets the girl in the north of Kerala, and the movie is a blockbuster.
Sounds like Josh remade or something like that, no?
Yeah. But it's more like a new episode of Black Mirror or something. You choose who gets the girl.
Yeah, that was the first Bandersnatch. All right, let's get back to football. So since we know Mane and Salah will play together.
So just to close the Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
Fast, quick.
It was called Dead Men Tell No Tales in some markets, in Salazar's Revenge in some.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever. Let's not get on. Yeah. Liverpool play Newcastle. Mm-hmm. Any hope in hell for Newcastle?
Football's a game of 90 minutes. Right?
Oh God, really now?
Man, this guy's just dropping cliched bombs.
I mean, he starts the podcast. This is the effect of hanging out with us. He starts the podcast. I'm an analyst. We're taking predictive analysis to the next level and everything. Will Liverpool beat Newcastle? I don't know.
It's a game of 90 minutes.
No, actually, one game that stands out is the Crystal Palace Tottenham game. I think Tottenham are still not gelling as a team as how they want to, you know.
Yeah.
Pochettino just got back Vertonghen for the Arsenal game. If it was just for the Arsenal game, we don't know. There's still issues with Eriksen.
But the transfer window is closed.
The transfer window is closed. But Crystal Palace are, if you look at the number of wins in 2019 for EPL teams, Crystal Palace have the third most wins. Only City and Liverpool have more. Palace have already beaten United this season. Palace beat City last season. So,
okay. Anyone beating United this season is not any sort of benchmark for them about to beat like Spurs.
Sure, but they have more patience with their managers than Watford, man. Like, what do you expect from
who? So, who are you talking about?
United.
Ah.
I mean, hasn't. What?
Ole.
Or just like one, just four Ojas. Games or something in the last 15 or something. I read the stats.
I think that is being generous to him.
Three?
Probably.
Okay.
It was probably a two which felt like a four or something like that. But yeah. He's
beard goggles.
Yeah, let's talk about Manchester United. At what point? I don't think they'll sack him this season. Do you think that?
I think they might, you know.
Dude. Come on, the club legend, that
doesn't matter. You know, it's not like a Frank Lampard type of. I think Frank Lampard will be given the whole season. You know, he's got a few players from Derby County who are doing well. You know, Mason
you mean
Mount's
a few
well.
Players from Chelsea who went to Derby County. He's got them back.
I think Ole had a few games. I mean, he's had. A few games last season as well. He started really well. Again, that has petered out. I think they might sack him this season.
He's almost coming to 1 year, right? So that is prime time sacking. And which one? Watford is playing Arsenal. We spoke about Watford, guys. Come on, Arsenal. What about the engine up front you've built? Pepe, Aubameyang and Lacazette.
Yeah, I read this report that Pepe has like picked up a niggle.
What, was he also in the club?
Just grabbing a J&T and gets knackered in the middle. So, yeah, I mean, so Pepe, I'll have to check on that first. But
that's
yeah,
okay. This
probably.
But this, yeah, it is. This is a podcast of mild opinions. Right?
So we are mildly opinionated.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually a pretty good unit. And again, as usual, Arsenal's areas of improvement are... the defense. But there has been some improvement, as evident from the very reliable source of player ratings, FIFA.
FIFA
20 has actually increased Mustafi's rating from 82 to 83.
And you guys don't play him.
I do not know, understand what's happening.
I know. So the last question.
This is why I'm saying that, you know, the virtual world.
and
is going to take over, and we're going to stop having real football matches. We'll just have like
Mustafi doesn't play real football matches anymore. True, yeah. He just plays. he's like, I have a better rating on FIFA. I'll improve on that. Will there ever be a time where a player is always on the bench and he doesn't care, because on FIFA, the more you play with that player, you can probably like increase his rating.
Yeah, so it's possible that the Golden Boot would have like 1.3 million goals or something, because around the world on FIFA, everyone's taking him. And randomly he gets like a package at home. Oh yeah, he has a Golden Boot. Well done in FIFA.
Are, which is that movie? Yeah? Which the Steven Spielberg movie which came out?
Ready Player One.
That was almost like what we're talking about right now.
Yep.
All right. The last question for the podcast, Jayant. You've been very helpful, else we had no idea what we had going to talk about. Aston Villa versus West Ham. Mm-hmm. And there is Sheffield display and Wolves versus Chelsea, right? So the first question is, will Chelsea again draw a game 2-2 or 1-1? And will West Ham continue their decent form and beat Aston Villa?
West Ham actually have a very good forward line, if you look at it.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
Hala, if you hear me.
They've got Hala, they've got Lanzini, they've got Yarmolenko, they've got Felipe Anderson. I think that quartet is probably...
Yeah, it's a forward line just waiting for a ball into the box, man. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, which Mark Noble is going to provide.
So. Villa were really unlucky the last game. That I think that was just a VAR howler. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, this it's always almost like, you know, Italy had the same thing when they won a VAR penalty this yesterday or day before yesterday. God, that was so bad.
Oh yeah, against Finland only, I think.
Yeah.
What happened?
Abhe, now though, if the ball touches your hand even at a like at a distance of even like 1 meter,
and he was actually trying to get his hand out of the way.
Yeah.
So I think short answers, I think West Ham will beat Villa, and I think Chelsea Wolves will be a high scoring match, but Chelsea will win.
High scoring?
Yeah.
Wolves can't seem to score goals.
No, Jimenez keeps scoring.
Dude.
Yeah, but that's only in the
Europa League. In Premier League, he's not scoring.
Against
Scrutno. And I'll tell you
what. It was Torino.
Oh, damn it.
Ashley Salah. The problem I'll tell you with Wolves is why we know so much, because all of us are Wolves players in a fantasy team. And all they've been giving is like 2 points.
Yeah, I think if any, the team that finishes 7th every year in the Premier League, you shouldn't bank on any of their players, because they have a long Europa campaign. So last year it was Burnley. Everyone thought Burnley would do well.
Burnley had the shortest Europa campaign. It finished even before the league started.
But they were in the relegation zone for like the first few months of the season. So I think the same thing is going to happen to Wolves this season.
All right.
That's a good thing to hear about, because Wolves is like my team.
Yeah, it's okay. No one cares.
Yeah, where's your team?
Bournemouth, safe 10th. We don't do anything. Like, it is the most stable club in the world, Bournemouth. Till Eddie Howe becomes the next Arsenal manager or something.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a day to look forward to. Only Jayant is happy about it. Even Eddie Howe is probably, like, sad about it. He's like, shit.
And how?
All right. I think that's it for then, Jen. Thank you very much
for
coming in.
Thank you, guys.
And it's also an advantage that you live right across the studio. This is so good. The day Baru is not coming, I'll just
Just call me up.
See,
it's raining. No one can make it. Jen, just go record a podcast.
Just speak.
So, apne ghar se zor se bol.
Point number one. Arsenal played.
Yeah, I'm sure we can have like one of those telescopic mics just put it right outside his house from here.
We can invest in this.
Yeah, remember where you're recording.
Well, yeah.
All right. We will have Jen's Twitter and Instagram ID for everyone to see what he does or what he puts out on the social media sphere and figure out if you want to follow him. Us.
On the other hand.
Please follow us.
Following Jayant is optional.
Yeah, following us is not. And why you should follow us is because we're going to announce the winners.
Much awaited.
Winners of the first month of Fantasy Football League
which
we have.
Surprisingly, is a tie.
Yeah, three-way tie.
Wow.
I was thinking really hard what to buy them as a gift.
Yeah, but there's only one way to actually, if you had to buy just one gift, the only way to do a three-way tie is a triple threat match. Which, I mean, it's
in a steel cage.
Yeah, in a steel cage.
My winner is Klopp Karni. but she's not even there in the top three. So I would.
Oh yeah, she dropped out of the top three.
Yeah, whoever. Are you part of our league, by the way?
I'll join it tonight.
Good boy.
You just found out that we have a podcast like 41 minutes ago.
Well, our job is to put content out. There's someone else's job to market it.
Yes.
And let them do their job. And in Facebook and Instagram is Football Twaddle. Please follow us. I think we've just gone on and on today. It's time to stop. Bye, guys.
Later.